Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Handy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quiller, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Episode 150.
150.
Welcome to the Inexplicable Dumb Show. We've been doing this for 150
weeks.
That's
crazy.
It's crazy. It's nuts. It is nuts. I'm T. Quillen.
I'm John Malden.
So this week is week one.
Week one.
Of Governor School.
Well, not yet. Of our coverage.
Right. Of our exclusive Inexplicable Dumb Show. Investigative journalism expose.
Integrity, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, an expose.
So, yeah. Well, this we can call this an expose for Terra. We haven't had one in a while.
This
is for Terra.
Okay.
This is an expose for Terra. And we are going to expose John this week.
Expose in the expose.
Right.
The seedy underworld of Governor School.
Yeah, our very own John Malden is the theater division chair. Is that officially the title?
That's what it says on the nameplate.
Okay, good. Well, that's all that matters. And then we will also, you were able to sit down a little bit with Bill Bowers.
Yep.
So we'll listen to those two things this week. And then after we're done with all that, we'll promo what's coming up next week.
All right.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Plot, character, theme, diction or language, music and spectacle. Aristotle's six elements of tragedy. If you'd done your reading, you could see how Aristotle's poetics are to Eugenia Barber's paper canoe as Aeschylus's Oresteia is to Harold Pinter's A Kind of Alaska.
And now it's time for another excerpt from Dumb Show University.
So, IDS listeners, we have a very special guest in studio this week. We have John Malden.
Hey, how are you guys?
Now, John, you are the theater chair.
I'm the theater division chair, yes.
Of the Tennessee Governor School for the Arts.
Correct.
So, how's this summer going?
Man, it has been action-packed. The last couple of years, it's been a five-week program due to the economic downturn.
Mm.
We have, I love that phrase. we have gone to a four-week program.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to... with the lost week, I've tried to keep as much of the same amount of stuff in the 5 week and the 4 week. So that's
so you're cramming
really
5 weeks.
Been really crazy. I mean, there used to be a separate honors recital and then an evening of improv with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So since I lost the week, I've had to combine that. So the honors was an evening of improv with Mike Rendleman, and it worked great. The kids had a great time. It went over very well. They had a great time with Mike. We've had some really great artists in. We've had, Stony Westmoreland.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a film, workshop. We've had a mime workshop with Bill Bowers. We've had, Mike Randleman come in and work improv.
Mm.
We've had, Leon Martell, who's one of our playwrights of the shows we're doing, he came and gave a workshop.
Wow, that's awesome.
So we're getting a lot of people in and doing a lot of great stuff. Hollywood Jackie Springfield's going to stop by this week.
Awesome.
And she's going to do a workshop on African dance, and then she's
nice.
Going to do her one-woman show.
Oh, cool.
So, it's been crazy busy. Crazy busy.
Now, in addition to all the workshops and all of that kind of stuff, you're also... It's not just the educational wing of it. There's also the production
right.
wing. So you're also, in addition to cramming all the classes in.
Let me also, we've been fortunate this year. We've, I've tried to, I try to keep it fair and balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that pained me
to say
that.
I know.
between the performance and the technical students. And so
right.
the technical students have had a field trip to Bradfield Stage Lighting in Nashville.
Cool.
We kind of had an impromptu, sound masterclass. We had Light Hall Audio and Effects come up and help us out for a couple of the evening performances. Mm-hmm. And they took the tickets and just ran with them and gave them, this is how you do live sound, and this is this and that and the other thing. And kind of, I got an informal masterclass with those guys. So, you know, I try to keep things, you know, so it's not just, oh, the tickets are here just to schlep things around.
Right. You move that.
Yeah. It's much more than that, you know.
Yeah.
They're getting input on scenic. They're really taking, a strong impact on the scenic design for the shows. Some of the makeup design, some mask work that they're going to use.
Cool.
They kind of designed masks.
Nice.
So they've been involved in the whole sort of process as well. So.
Cool. And then you're, same thing like last year, you're cramming 5 weeks worth of musical rehearsal.
Yeah.
And separate straight play production
rehearsal. We'll have two productions. We'll have Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum and Beautiful in the Extreme.
Cool. And they're performing when?
July 2nd at the Scrimmerhorn at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available on the Scrimmerhorn website.
Wow, that sounded rehearsed. I mean, that sounded really good. Sorry, that's not what I meant.
please come out. Please come out. I mean...
well, there's it's a big celebration, though, this year, right?
Right. I mean, it's the 25th year. And so the Scrimmerhorn event will be an all-day thing starting with us at 2. Well, 2 to 4-ish, mm-hmm. minus, you know, time to change and
right.
take our set out and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then the evening, we have dance and we have music, and we're going to go to about 10:15 or so. So
wow. All afternoon, all night, huh?
All afternoon, all night.
Wow.
Tickets good for the whole day.
Sweet. And so, it's...
donations are readily accepted.
The 25 years.
25
of
years.
Of the Governor's School.
Of Governor's School
for
the Arts.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I haven't been here for all 25 years.
Well, no, I didn't mean to imply that.
The only one close to, well, the only one that has Jerry Reed, who's the chair, has been here 23 years or something like that. And Linda Hockersmith, I think, has been here since day one.
Wow.
So, we got a long time vets in. Linda Hockersmith is the assistant director / dean of students. So, if you have problems with your children,
call
Linda Hockersmith that. No, she's really funny because she has When the Saints Go Marching In as her ringtone. And
nice.
By the end of week one, we all hated it. Because my phone rings, vibrates actually, because I just leave it on vibrate, but it
right.
vibrates quite a bit, but hers is almost nonstop.
Wow.
One thing or the other.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you know.
So, I mean, yeah, she's got a lot to deal with. But in all, the kids have been great. This has been, not that past years haven't been exceptional, but it just, you know, each year is different.
It's a different group, yeah.
And this group just is, give me, let me.
Nice.
Feed me. They're sponges.
Well, what?
Which is great.
Yeah, and they seem to be a very talented group as well.
They are. They were surprised. I mean, I don't sit in on the audition, so mm-hmm. I have no aspect of
right.
reference prior to the summer. But yeah, they've so far any kind of creative or artistic challenge that has been laid in front of them, they've found a way to go around it or adapt to it or learn from it or.
Cool.
Enhance it. So
cool. The ones that I saw today were very polite. I mean, they were quick to come up after, you know, the workshop that I gave, and thank you so much for this. We really appreciate the information. And you know, several of them introduced themselves, and they seem like, you know, they were just collecting every little minute bit of information they could get. You know, milking everything they can out of their 4 weeks.
Yeah. Know? Well, yeah.
So, but that's great. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be.
That's
about
what
anyway,
it's
whether
about.
It's 4 or 5. You know.
Right. So. All right. And they've done really well. I haven't overly heard any complaining about no free time, because we told them pretty much at auditions and
right.
when they were accepted, hey, by the way,
you won't have any free time.
You won't have any free time.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good, though. I mean, you know, it's good to cram all that stuff in. I mean, they need to get used to, you know, working under pressure and
right.
producing shows under pressure and that kind of
thing. Other things that they're doing, they have, you know, they have a scene study class. They have... a theater appreciation class. They have had musical theater audition classes.
Cool.
The tech students have had classes in lighting design, basic forms of elemental lighting, the scene design, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, we're working them hard, and
cool.
they're going to be massive tears at the end, like there is every year.
But that's good, though. I mean, it's good. I mean, in a good way, right? And they're going to miss each other.
Right. I mean,
not out of fear. Well, maybe.
Maybe on the Thursday,
right,
when we're loading in, there might be some wailing and gnashing of teeth. And that'll be from the faculty. For those who are unfamiliar with this process, and you've worked governor's school a couple years ago for
right.
me, it's interesting to see the group dynamic that happens. You know, we mm-hmm. first couple days, everybody's antsy about, oh, I'm here and I got to do this and I'm not sure. And, you know, and it slowly evolves into this kind of, really tight knit group. And then, of course, at the end, invariably every year, it's, you know, mm-hmm. I'm being ripped from my home and forced to.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
Parents, when you come pick up your children, just give them a couple hours to,
right. to not speak.
Yeah.
How just, was it?
Right. Yeah, right.
That's good. That's good.
But we have to, you know, we also have to, kind of give them the, you're going back into the world speech, you know,
that, right. Yeah.
You know, you've got a real great opportunity here and your high school does really great work, even though they can't afford to do this, that, or the other. And,
right. Yeah.
You know, they'll want to hear how it went and what you did, but at a certain point, they're not going to want to hear anymore, you know?
Right.
So we've got to get them kind of, climatized back to the real world.
So you take them in. Brainwash them. And pretty then much. Right before you send them back out, you're like, just forget everything we've said.
Well, no. No, we don't say that.
That's what John Malden said. If you have any questions, you
well, no, remember everything that you've learned.
Right.
But just realize that
yeah.
your teachers are working hard with what they have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to come go to school next year with someone. Well, the governor's school,
yeah,
we did this.
Yeah.
And Bob could do this. And you know,
right.
That,
yeah.
that gets old. Yeah. And
real quick.
And unfair to the teachers.
Yeah.
Who are doing, again, well with what they've got.
Well, again, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
For
thank
the 25, the 25th year. I know
25th
you weren't
year.
Not responsible for all of them, but.
Thank God. yeah. So again, July 2nd, Scrimmerhorn Symphony Center in downtown, beautiful downtown Nashville. come out and support the arts. Senator Lamar Alexander is going to play with the orchestra in the evening.
You mean an instrument?
Yeah, he's going to play piano.
I just had all kinds of images about, you know, him, you know, teasing him or something.
No.
Okay.
No, we have to sign forms. No innuendos.
Okay.
Well,
I didn't. Okay. Sorry. I'll quit while I'm ahead.
Yeah, please.
like a shovel.
Yeah. Keep digging there.
There you go.
Chief.
But that's good, though. That's cool.
But the tie-in is he's the one that actually got really pushed to start this thing 25 years ago.
Well, that's good.
So it's good to kind of
what
have
instrument?
Him,
do you know?
Piano.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I did not know that. Well, that's good. So, yeah, dates one more time. Plug them
July 2nd at 2 p.m. is when theater starts. We have the two shows, Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and Beautiful in the Extreme. Beautiful in the Extreme. Everybody kind of, if you're in theater, you kind of know Forum. But Beautiful in the Extreme is based on the life of Meriwether Lewis and the Lewis and Clark Expedition. And I didn't know this. Didn't remember from my history books. But apparently, Meriwether Lewis's death is of question.
You mean they're not sure whether he died or not?
They're not sure how he died, whether he died or murdered or suicide.
Oh, didn't know that. No.
And there was a bit, and truthfully, I mean, it's the 250th year of his death or something this year. Mm-hmm. And there was an article from a couple of days ago talking about how some of the family wants to exhume his grave to ascertain whether or not he was murdered.
Wow.
And of course, they apparently didn't put him in a coffin. They just dug a hole and threw him in the ground. Mm. So I'm not sure how much of him is
left
ascertainable.
Sure.
But that's the big debate. A lot of the historians are saying that, you know, it's too late. And
wow.
And it's kind of still, it's kind of neat how it's still kind of a current issue,
but
it's, yeah. it's dealing. And the play's really cool because it's not kind of, we're not trying to be historical reenactors per se. The play is written from the perspective of Meriwether Lewis's mind.
Oh, cool.
And so, it's kind of a memory play, kind of a dream play, kind of,
well, that's good. That's
non-realistic-y.
A lot of fun stuff to play with then.
Yeah. Yeah. And the kids are, when the kids have to learn Indian Sign Language.
Nice.
And of course, they've learned the basics and now have learned things that have no relation to the script whatsoever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They,
so
you know how that goes.
No, yeah. We have to bring them back on task at some point. But, I got a great faculty this year. A lot of returnees, which is great.
Cool.
Lee Blair is directing Forum. Mark Cabus is directing Beautiful in the Extreme. Christy Lunsford is doing Scenic Bob Robbins, who is a longtime faculty member. I think it's his 16th or 17th year in the program. He's the longest running of the theater faculty. Beverly Norcross is doing costumes for us. I have to give a shout out to my stage managers, Celia Lighthall and Jesse Kennedy.
Cool.
Brandon Quinn's come back. He's doing music directing.
Saw him today.
Richard Browder's doing the choreography.
Saw him today.
Gotta also give a shout out to our counselors. Brandon Bagwell, who is a returning Governor School student from a couple of years ago, who's been bugging me since, you know, the last day of his year to come back as a counselor. So finally he's come back.
That's cool.
Sarah McWilliams is from Rollins College in Florida. And she's been fantastic working the acting angle. Janine LeBate from Palm Beach Atlantic is really helping out in the costume.
Cool.
Area, Jonathan Seymour from MTSU is in Scenic and being very helpful. And it was very funny. The last weekend we had Parents Day, and Brandon and Jonathan had to be in the dance that they all do because we didn't have enough men. And so they had to swing dance, and they went above and beyond the call of duty. So
it's a swing dance.
The swing dance.
Nice.
So, and Richard's choreography, so you know it was not
right
a stroll,
right,
so to speak. So anyway, I really wanted to give them a shout out. And,
cool.
And to the faculty and staff who've had to come up against some things and seem to, so far, knock on wood, overcome them.
Cool.
Improvise, adapt, adjust, overcome. A new motto of our summer.
There you go.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Thank you. All right, everybody. This is John Malden. I have a special guest with me today. I have Bill Bowers. T is off Shakespearing it in Bellbuckle, so he can make this interview. But I'd like to take the time to catch up and welcome Bill Bowers. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, John, for having me back. This is what, my third or so time on your show?
That's right. Third time.
Last time, charm.
Last time we talked about Romanian sausage, I believe. So what... what else has been going on since we've last chatted?
Well, since I saw you, I went on the road again this year. I went to my 50th state as a performer, so I went to Alaska.
How was that?
It was great. It's a place I've always wanted to go, and it was. I felt like I saved the best for last. Not that I don't love Tennessee. Don't get me wrong. But it was really an interesting place to go. I performed. I did my show in Anchorage at a theater, and then I ran there a week, and then I went for a week to this little place called Homer, Alaska, which is, have you heard of this place?
I've heard of Homer, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of infamous in a certain way. It's a little tiny community, maybe 3,000 people, but it's kind of one-third people who fish professionally. Mm. I mean, it's the halibut capital of the world. So it's a third fishing people. It's a third rednecks, and a third... artists, like there's lots of artists in this little tiny town. So there was the International Documentary Film Festival was going on. I was there. My show was running. There was just all this art. So it was an unusual, great place. So I did that. Mm-hmm. And then I toured quite a few places with my show. I also did a production of The Elephant Man this year and got to play The Elephant Man.
Fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Was that Bernard Pomerantz?
So that was very fun to do.
Where'd you do that?
I was a guest artist at University of Colorado, in Greeley.
Yeah.
And,
you've been on the frontier this year.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time on the frontier because right after that, I went to Laramie.
Right.
Which is about an hour and a half away from Greeley. So yeah, I spent much of my year out, on the high plains of Colorado and Wyoming. But, it was great. I wrote a new play at the University of Wyoming in residence there. And, so I got something new written, which was, fun and really hard, and directed it too. So it was a big
So you already had it premiered and everything?
Yeah, I wrote it there. It was a piece that we developed as an ensemble. It was a movement-based ensemble piece. And I cast it in the fall, and then we went into rehearsal during winter break.
Mm.
And then I was there for 7 or 8 weeks. And
then
it ran, so it's had its premiere. And now I'm trying to figure out what to do with it next. But it was fun.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could talk about next year.
Yeah.
Maybe we could bring something in.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. So you're gonna head back to New York for a little bit here, right?
And yeah, I go back to New York, and then I'm doing a new play this summer. Well, it's not new. It was actually done in Chicago. This will be its second production. It's called Leaving Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small cast comedy. I play 17 parts. It's one of those kind of plays.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a character guy and a character girl, basically. She plays a million parts. I play a million parts.
Right.
It's a story of a family vacation, or actually a man whose father has passed away, and he wants to return his dad's ashes to the town where he came from. And when he goes back, he discovers it's like a trip back into Americana. He goes back right. to the farm where his dad grew up, and it's like a grocery store with a parking lot. So it's a story of kind of trying to go home again.
Right, right.
So I'm really interested to start work on that.
Do they reference the Corn Palace at all?
I don't believe so, but you know the Corn Palace.
Yeah, I've been to the Corn Palace.
I have too.
I loved it. I thought of all things, you know.
I know.
Then, and they do the butter cows and stuff at the state fair. Have you
buttered?
Butter. They make a cow out of butter.
Oh, my.
And I think last year they did a figurine of Sean Johnson out of butter.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's some sort of flattery, I guess.
Preserved in butter.
Preserved in butter. You know, Madame Tussauds had the wax market already covered up, so they brought in butter.
Is anybody doing margarine?
No, it's Iowa. It's butter.
Oh, all right.
It's the heartland.
Right.
Not necessarily good for the heart, but it's
the heartland.
Heart attack land. Well, that's cool. I mean, I'm really, to catch everybody else up, you came in, you did your mime workshop, and your, as it goes without saying, selections from, I guess. I have to say, it's usually, you come in towards the end.
Do I usually?
Usually that's when we get you scheduled in. And I have to say, I think I like you coming, because I always wanted to save you, because you always bring a great workshop and a positive energy and a great lift to the kids when they need it. And, but a lot of what you did in your workshop today is stuff that, you know, they're going to have to build on. And it really this year, Mark's show, they're going to do, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily mine, but they're going to do a lot of that kind of using the body to tell the story.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah. So it's fortuitous, I guess, that we get you in the first week as opposed to the last week, which is what we usually do.
Oh,
so,
I see. Well, good. I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to file that away. Something that worked. File that away for later years. Later years. So, what... Well, you kind of cover a lot of stuff in your mime workshop, but do you fall into the same pattern of questions? Does everybody ask a mime the same thing?
Yeah, there tends to be a series of kind of the same questions. I'm always intrigued when somebody asks me something that knocks me off my post a little bit.
Right.
So, yeah, somebody asked me something last night. Oh, somebody asked me something in your audience about, have I ever studied comedy?
Right.
And I felt bad afterwards because I thought, oh, was I rude to him? Because I didn't quite understand what he was asking. I think he was asking about, have I ever done stand-up comedy?
I'm not sure because he referenced the writing. Like maybe in his mind, that's what he was asking about. But because because we only got half really of that
right.
complete story that has some lighter moments, but kind of doesn't.
It gets a little more serious.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think he was talking about, that your writing was very comedic.
Yeah, I felt bad. I didn't feel like I answered the question, Tim. I wasn't sure, so I kind of cut him off. Anyway, so that's my regret of
Well, there you go, student.
Right. I don't understand this. I'm going on. So, if you see that guy, I wanted to... I just didn't answer the question. But, I tend to get the same kinds of questions, which is really what led me to write that show, It Goes Without Saying Anyway, because people generally want to know why I got interested and why I became a mime. So that's always been the leaping off point for the play. I'm trying to think what else this group asked about. What I think is interesting is how mime, whether or not you want to pursue it as its own art form, or even if you're a fan of it, that there's so many elements of pantomime that are in, first of all, our daily lives, just like you washing your hands. And I mean, it's just part of everybody's day. And I think that's fun to get people to start to pay attention to how much they're saying without any words. But then again, as performing artists, it's really, it's part of
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, yeah, anytime you're using your body, you're using mimes.
So, right, right.
And with because we have the technicians or the tech theater folks in there today, too, I was trying to remember to keep saying that, like it, whether or not you're a performer, the performing arts are about like shapes and space, and mime, right, mime looks at that
and
too.
Use of so, space and yeah, use of, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hope they, I hope that, I think we have a really, sharp bunch this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, the professors have, the faculty have come back and said, oh, you know, wow, they just, we went through three lessons today because I, you know, they just were like, am I going too fast? Right. No, give us more, give us more, give us more. So that's, yeah. I mean, I think it's very funny how year to year to year, I mean, they have this collective kind of personality. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. that's what's really refreshing for me is that it's, okay, this, what is this year's
right
groove? You know, what are yeah they like? And they differ from year to year to year. Fascinated. I wish we could have asked or had more time talking about your study with Marcel Marceau. Since his death, who is there? I don't want to say the new Marcel Marceau, but mm-hmm. Who's the beacon of mimedom?
Well, no one's doing really what he was doing. Like, yeah, no one's really been his protege or anything. You know, he has some people who were around him, the people that traveled with him and taught with him. They were basically holding the signs for his show. So they may well rise up and start their own solo performance, but I don't see anybody kind of like taking on the mantle of what Marceau did. Another thing I learned about Marcel Marceau after he died is he died with not very much money. You know, you kind of, right, I could have assumed like, oh, well, you know, he's a celebrity.
He's the mime. Yeah.
Yeah. But he didn't really ever make much money doing it. And uh-huh, I think a lot of the money that he had, he invested to keep his school going,
mm,
which actually closed down a number of years back because it was endowed by the city of Paris, but they right lost their funding.
Wow.
And so the school closed.
Yeah.
So that was really what led, that's what made it possible for me to study with him, because he was coming to other places
right
to have students because he didn't have a school in Paris anymore. So to answer your question, I don't know who it is. I certainly think in New York, when people think of mime, they think of Bill Irwin,
uh-huh,
who I'm a huge fan of, but he's not a traditional mime by any means. You know, he's really right more of a contemporary clown, and he's really also moving more into doing straight acting. He's doing Waiting for Godot right now,
right,
he's
doing right
Bye Bye Birdie in the fall. I mean, he's really kind of focusing on being an actor right now. So I don't know many people. There's one other guy named Greg Goldston who was with Marceau when I was with him, and he's had a solo career, but he's not doing it anymore. I don't know where he went. He was in New York for a while and he's gone. So I feel a little bit like a lone wolf.
Right.
There aren't many people out doing it.
Right. Which is a good thing and a bad thing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're it, but you're it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, cool. I don't want to take too much more of your time. I just wanted to catch up with you and see what's going on. And
I do want to say about this group, now that since you planted that seed, I do realize this group, we moved faster through stuff than mm-hmm. I remember doing in the past. And this is, I don't know, they're maybe a little more mature than I remember in the past few years, like really focused.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I mean, probably helps that we lost a week because we were a 5-week school. Now we're a 4-week school.
Right,
so.
Right.
But we knew that going into audition, so I think we pretty much told them, look, you're going to come here and if you're selected, you're going to come here and work and
right
be prepared for that. And thankfully, so far, they've embraced that challenge.
And also, maybe it's because I'm seeing them earlier on, so maybe they're not as tired
right
yet, you know, because they've
right
done a lot of
we
work.
Haven't, yeah, we haven't hit the wall yet.
But I am realizing it was really actually in a kind of impressive day. We moved through a lot of stuff and they were very, I didn't have to rein anybody in, you know.
Yeah.
It was really easy to bring them right back to the next thing. So that was great.
Yeah, they were fully engaged. I appreciate that. I know they did. So as they bowed to you on the way back from lunch. Now yes, that's it.
I like my students to bow to me.
Right. Yeah.
I prefer that.
I'm not going to charge you much. Just bow for me.
I have it in my contract now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shoot. I'm going to read that again. You know we don't read those here, Bill. Come
on.
Oh,
really?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I'll see you next time.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow. Well, we need to thank you.
Well, I accept your thanks.
Excellent. You can thank yourself. It's okay.
I won't.
Okay.
and then I'd like to thank myself in absentia, if okay. that's possible.
Yeah, I think, no. Yeah.
By proxy. Third person, John, sure. would like to thank John Malden for appearing on the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
But we, together, can thank Bill Bowers. I hate that I missed him this year.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it was... We've been jam packed for the first 2 weeks. So,
but it's always good to hear from him. You know?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Next week is a little different.
Okay.
We had, it's still Governor School,
right?
But we had another interview. We interviewed Stoney
Westmoreland.
No, I know his last name. I'm trying to think of how long ago it was. It was 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, it was the last time he was here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so 2 years ago. And it seemed to be a little more cohesive last time. This most recent interview with him was a little ADD, to say the least.
But entertaining, hopefully.
Yeah, no, I think it's, if people can find the through line, I think, if there is one, it'll be interesting. So we're going to include the entire Stoney Westmoreland interview.
He gets his own special expose.
Yeah, well, we have to do an expose on Stoney.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a moral imperative.
Oh, wow. Coming from higher ground.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Okay. You know,
yeah. So there it is. So next week is going to be all Stoney all the time.
Wow.
And that's 151. Can you believe we've been doing this 150 years? I know I keep coming back.
150
to that,
years. Yeah, God rest.
Well, I have. I don't know about you. Have
you seen my hair? Well,
150 weeks. Can you believe that, really? I mean, seriously, think about it.
That's a long time,
it's
man.
It's a long damn time. So, anyway.
Not that we're going to quit next week. But,
No, it's definitely not.
Here's to 150 more. Maybe.
Maybe. So, next week is definitely going to be Stoney. After that, who knows? Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com. Pop Alternative Media.